Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine with your big homie, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time, high up 89, currently in 68, clear skies and blue springs.
Heidi!
We got a little extra wind this morning.
What's up,
D? What's up, man? How you feeling 3 days away from 816 Day? Woo! And it also is Left-Handers Day.
Oh. Shout out to my mama. She's a left-hander. Y'all What's weird.
They are very peculiar. Shout out to you, though.
Oh, man, we got a lot to get to this morning, D, including plenty of opportunities for our cousins to get locked in for that $1,000 and some hot summer cash.
Yeah, and your TMG goes down into 23s, and it's crazy because we might have found out who is pettier than 50 Cent, and his name is Cambron.
Ha-ha. Aquarius energy, speaking of my mother. Plus, you already know we got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But oh, yeah! Time to wiggle them hips. Time to wiggle them hips. Yeah. Hump day, come on. Hump day, come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on, do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them. Haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Be wary of quick, simple, easy solutions. Resist the temptation to hack your health, your finances, your life. Be willing to gather the necessary knowledge and invest time to forge that knowledge into understanding. Then, let that understanding drive your endeavors to achieve goodness and value for yourself and those around you. Instead of merely conducting transactions, build relationships. Don't settle for worthless junk that's handed out for free when you can work to create and experience actual value. Life is too precious to waste it avoiding effort, commitment, discipline, and purpose. Find meaningful ways to embrace the challenges and fulfill the opportunities that fill your world. Life's richness is yours to the degree you invest yourself in it. Your thoughts, your time, your words, actions, habits, preferences, all represent pathways to unique and rewarding fulfillment. Follow those positive paths, seize the best opportunities, and do the work of bringing them to fruition. Do what's best, what's most valuable and meaningful, not merely what's easiest. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
622, high of 89, currently 68, clear skies in Raytown. Denzel Washington is trending after he had time for Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. The actor and longtime Dallas Cowboys fan stopped by ESPN's First Take, and he didn't hold back on any of his feelings.
There's box office and there's Oscars, Jerry. Been a while, huh? Ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the movie. And what does it say down the bottom of the movie? Or does it say it on the one sheet? All money ain't good money, Jerry.
Say it again.
All money ain't good money, Jerry.
What time?
August 15th, we open Friday.
Ooh, Lord.
All money ain't good money.
Why
is he a Cowboys fan? What is this? Excuse me? He from New York. What?
I mean, what? What? And you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm not a football fanatic.
Are we serious?
I haven't heard the Giants' name in rotation in the past 10 years.
Not my GOAT.
So I don't know.
Man, hold on. Denzel Washington.
If he's a fan of anybody, I would love for him to be a Chiefs fan, but, you know, there's that.
Man, well, everybody can't be perfect, you know. So, I mean, I love Denzel, you know. But this mystifies me. I don't understand how people from New York can grow up there and be a fan of the complete rival of the Giants.
It has to be some type of storyline behind that. Because anybody that is a fan of another sports team when you have a sports team at your hometown, it has to be some type of trauma or a reason why that happened, in my opinion.
The Giants won a Super Bowl in 86 and 90. So Denzel was in his prime when the Giants was good.
He probably grew up different then.
I don't get it.
Hell no!
Switching gears in the sports world, track star Sha'Carri Richardson is taking full accountability after mistakenly, quote, well, not mistakenly, but after putting her hands on her boyfriend at the airport.
Putting myself in a compromised situation with somebody that I have a deep care and appreciation for as well is something that holding myself accountable overall is going to reflect who I truly am in my heart and my spirit, and not allowing this moment, but accepting this moment to be more.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Yeah, it's just not sound fresh anymore. Everything is going away.
Everything must go.
I want to save my store. This is all I have. This is it.
It seemed like it was, you know, it was bound to happen.
Ownership, there was a lot of suffering behind this. Can't get this one mouth to mouth because it's a wrap.
As the voice of the community, former employees and volunteers at the Sun Fresh on Linwood. And it's a wrap, D, like Pat Clark said in that excerpt. And it's unfortunate.
Beyond.
KSHB, they first published what the store was looking like on the inside as shelves were bare. There was hardly any meat in there for people to buy. Mm-hmm. And
and that's just one of the few sources for groceries in the area.
Yeah, you got the Aldi right there on 39th and Prospect. So all is not lost with that. But still, another resource gone from people on 12th Street, people more north of downtown, like over there by Parker Square. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like a store could always thrive in the hood. Always. But you have to, and I'm not blaming the business that was ahead of this thing. I'm not blaming them at all. I'm not blaming the community. But what I am saying is, there needs to be proper security with the things that I heard that was going around at that store. It's no wonder that people wasn't going there. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to take my family? A lot of times mothers would take their kids going to the grocery store. Yeah, I have a lot of memories with my mother.
Absolutely.
So if there's prostitution and there's drug dealing going over there, why the hell would I want to go to this store when I can, you know, get on the bus route and perhaps go somewhere else? It might be a little more effort on my part or whatever.
Yeah,
it might take longer, you know, but to avoid that, to avoid prostitution and drug trafficking and all the other stuff that was going on, man, it was only, plus, you know, with the socioeconomic situation right there, it's like you have to have these things in place in order for, in this day and age, in my opinion, for any store to survive over there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can come to some other solution with this. I'm still hopeful that something can happen with this because a grocery store is needed there, and one has always been right there, even before Sun Fresh. Mm-hmm. It was a Thriftway right there. Mm-hmm. So it's always been there because the need is there for the people.
Without a doubt.
I hope somebody can swoop in and do something with that, man. But this is sad for that area, for that 64130 area.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103G.
Well, D, Kansas City bus riders are worried as a critical funding deadline for public transportation approaches on Friday. Many regular Kansas City Area Transportation Authority passengers were even unaware of the potential impact on their daily commutes. But the deadline for the city of Kansas City and KCATA to reach that funding agreement is rapidly approaching. And if it's not finalized by Friday, KCATA will need to use capital reserve funds for potentially suspend service. Yesterday, Mayor Lucas, he met with his appointees to the KCATA's Board of Commissioners, and no decision was made, but Mayor Lucas is confident something will happen.
Fares are a small part of it. They would not actually fill the gap or even begin to. What we need to do is address what is called a structural imbalance. I am certain there will be a deal by the end of the week. There will be no interruption to bus service this week. There will be no interruption to bus service anytime soon, and there won't be one in the future.
I've stated many times, D, I grew up on the buses here in KC, and with this city and how it's structured and everything is far out, a lot of things are far out. It's like the access to things, it seems like sometimes it'd be deliberately cut off to a certain group of people.
Yeah.
And so these buses are that much more important for everybody to use, especially single mothers, people who are in certain socioeconomic situations, and of course, all type of bus riders in KC.
I ditched my car in 2006 and just started riding the bus, yeah. This is news to me.
Do you trust our government officials to be able to come to a decision in time?
I don't know.
We'll keep up with that.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 88, currently 69, first guys at 7th Street Casino. Rapper Cam'ron and actor Omar Gooding, for some reason, are beefing. Now, this is following Cam's remarks about Omar's acting career. Now, in response, Omar released diss records mentioning Cam addressed that he had misspoken his name as his brother Cuba Gooding Jr. is a junior, but not him. But what Cam does next might take the cake.
I booked a to do a movie that's never coming out, like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, Omar, that movie you flew to Miami for, it ain't no movie coming out. And I was laughing at you behind the scenes. I was there.
Aquarius energy right there. I love it, D.
That's crazy. He went on to post clips of it. So literally, like, he was watching the guy get ready for the whole quote-unquote movie that's not a movie.
And he signed the contract, so he has to appear on Revolt TV with Cam and them. Like,
is that a win or a lose for Omar? Because you just got a bag and you got
like
a trip.
Idiot. That's a loss.
He does, but a lot of people like, you got you a trip. This dude is paying people.
So?
Does it pay to beef with Cam?
No. Man's is on wild and crazy kids.
You might get a free trip involved if that's what you're looking for.
A
Cam'ron
free trip
is the person.
For you to look like a buffoon?
He does. I mean, he looks silly. Where's his agent?
Yikes.
I don't know. Switching gears, EVE, are you do it? Well, Eve is shedding a little bit of light on her experience in the rap game and how she tried her best to steer clear of comparisons.
Women back then, especially for me, like in the beginning, they weren't that friendly to me. Like, because in the overall industry of it, like the execs and things like that, I think they were pitting us against each other. Whereas I was just like happy to see everybody. Like, I thought we was gonna be the sisterhood. Like, and it was not like that.
It's been a hot topic online lately of female rap and just the experience people have, because people have been making it seem like there's been unity amongst female rap just because they're women. And I'm happy Eve is able to just talk about her experience, which doesn't mean that's everybody else's experience as well.
I'm still mad at Eve for being in the No Pigeons video.
Why are you mad at her?
The real ones know about that one.
Why are you mad at her?
Oh my God.
She should stay out of men's business.
You mentioned it.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Y'all help me. I got two St. Louis people on here with me, y'all.
Yeah, I'm coming for you. That's what I'm going to do. They get my business. I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
In case y'all have not heard Kansas City, you know that familiar voice. Lavelle Crawford, he'll be at the Funny Bone this weekend, but he's on Hustle and Shine in the morning. How you doing, man?
Man, I've got to be hustling because I ain't shining, boy. I'm trying to get this doom together, boy. This is the worst, boy, especially when you're grown. You see, you had the thing on there, and I was like, dude, I got to fill that out. Because you know how these Zoom be so particular, usually when they email, because, you know, some people all do everything in text message. They don't know how to do it in email. If you do it in email, my computer go right to it, but text messages is the worst.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you are a cousin from the East in St. Louis. And I know we got 816 Day coming up this weekend, and you're going to be in Kansas City. Now, I know y'all celebrate 314 Day in St. Louis.
All day.
Man, so, I ain't got to celebrate it yet. I just found about it last year, right with
really?
Juneteenth.
You found out about 816 Day?
No, 314.
Oh, yeah, it's...
You act like, well, how long 816 Day been out?
Almost about 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been 8 years? Okay. Yeah. 314 been out about 2.5, 3.
No, it's been out for 20.
What?
Yeah, next year is the 20th anniversary.
It really has, though, yeah. I knew about 314 Day.
Look, we must have celebrated in quiet because I'm from St. Louis. My mama ain't never talked about it. They used to be, he'd call it Veil of Prophets Day in June. He called it like the Veil of Prophets Day. They didn't have no 314.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm a St. Louis native. They can't tell me it was there about 20 years.
LaVell, man, what's really been on your mind, dog?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something for real. Dude, y'all looking at a walking miracle, brother, by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe me, I don't care. But just last Thursday, I suffered a slight stroke.
Really?
A stroke where, you know, they had to go into emergency surgery through my groin, blah, blah, blah. And I'm here today talking, walking, and everything. So whatever going on this earth, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. And I just keep it just like that. Because, I could have been gone, bro. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy, LaVelle, that you are sounding like you're in a better place from that situation. And I'm happy that you are okay. And B, you mentioned something that I want to ask real quick to both of you all being black men.
You black?
Yes, sir. Daddy was darker than you.
That might not have been your daddy.
Oh, he a mess. He clowning. He getting ready for his funny bone set before he even laying at KC. But you mentioned, like, hey, is your lady in your life taken care of? As a black woman, it feels like I always hear of women having to force you all to do stuff. Why is that? Like, why do you guys, do you think that is a thing?
We don't feel like doing it. Y'all
got to take y'all help and you like when with that. I see a lot of black men that don't get serious until their lady say stuff.
Trying to be a woman now. And the thing,
what do you think?
Here you go, sitting up here. Why your lady got? But your woman is your helpmate, and sometimes she. You out here getting it sometimes. You a hustling man, taking care of your family. Mm-hmm. You know, she is your foundation. And she has to get you back on the track. Like, you need to slow down or you need to eat right. She keeps you going, keeps the factory going so that it keeps production. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. LaVell Crawford going to be at the Funny Bone all weekend long in Zona Rosa. Get your tickets right now.
See, that's why that black
can
run out
of. That's not.
Zona Rosa.
Zona Rosa.
You got him questioning it.
Nah, y'all know it's real. Go to funnybonekc.com to get those tickets. LaVell, you know, you one of our favorite comedians in KC. We always love it when you come through.
Man, I love KC. You know I'm from St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
I went to Missouri Western State College up the way.
You didn't learn nothing.
Nothing at all. I learned to where I'm at today is thanks to Missouri Western State College. Because I met Sinbad. I went on stage. I thought I was a rapper, but I was making jokes about people. And I became a stand-up comedian thanks to Missouri Western State College.
Where your professions can come true. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. We appreciate you, LaVell. Have a good one and be a blessing. We can't wait to see you in KC.
Thank you,
brother. Thank you so much.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace. A16 days right around the corner, so I felt like it was only right to do this phrase that we've heard a lot in our culture, especially in our families. The boat.
You feel me?
You ever went fishing, B?
Maybe when I was a kid, maybe in fifth grade or something.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, this word has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, baby.
The boat is the casino.
It is.
Hello. I'm sure we've all been raised where we are aunties and uncles be like, baby, I'm about to go to the boat. Oh, you got my cigarette. So handle her Newport and let her go ahead down to the boat. But yeah, the casino is what the boat means. I've heard people say this my entire life, and I didn't even realize that was kind of like a Midwest thing, period.
Oh boy. Yeah, look, whenever you say the boat, it was never implied that water never was involved. I always wondered why they, you know, I guess it is, some of them are actually
normally
because
they're on water or near water. I'm pretty sure that is.
But yes, that is the relation. If you say that in Vegas or in Cali or something, people look at you funny.
Like who?
What are you talking about? What are you doing? But here in KC, the boat is synonymous. Definitely with the casino and the rolling of the dice and losing money. That's what I associate the boat with. You going to the boat? Oh, you about to lose some money?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And if you going to the boat, make sure you put some money on a blackjack for me. I got some money in on it.
Okay, so we like that.
FYI. But yes, the word of the day is the boat. Cousin, if you got some money, don't spend it all at the boat, please.
Okay, all right.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time, high of 88, currently 70 with sunny skies in Raytown. Andy Reid is having a post-training camp interview as that is underway. He was asked about his team in the chatter about people saying that they're cooling down.
When it's all said and done, it's winning the game. And we have winners, and they figured it out. And so I was proud of them for that. And we don't listen to all the noise. I mean, you know, if you do that, you're going to go crazy. Then you're not going to have fun, right?
But you don't use the noise?
I don't care about that.
That's why I love
just
you.
Let's go win the game.
Oh, man. D, I cannot wait for this season. I have not been this excited for football season in a minute because of the revenge factor, man.
Yeah.
Everybody been talking out of the side of their neck.
How quick people forget.
Oh, my God, Joe Barrow.
Look, man, this season.
He's been a non-factor, but carry on.
We looking for blood.
How about that D, baby?
Yeah, training camp is underway. It's almost
training
that time
camp by
that.
The end.
Yeah, I know.
It's the last day in St. Joe today, I think.
I was going to say, because preseason is literally right around the corner.
Well, the first preseason game was last week, so.
My bad.
Well, where was you at, D?
How about those teams?
I was watching Shador, my bad. I was watching him put the rolly up to the sky.
Friday is going down against the Seahawks. Last preseason game will be next Saturday, I think. Yeah, Saturday against the Bears.
All right, cool. Now, in more serious news, unfortunately, actress Danielle Spencer has passed away. She was most known for her role as Dee Thomas on the popular 70s sitcom What's Happening. TMZ shared that Danielle passed on Monday night with her mother and her brother by her side in the hospital. And, man, that was a classic show that even I watched back in the day. I got the DVD and everything to that. So, very unfortunate to see her pass away.
This is a show your mother loved to watch, Dee.
Probably my granny, but, yeah. A classic.
Good show. R.I.P.
Celebrating birthdays up next. That's my jam on deck. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 jams. I'ma tell mama.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those brave, kind, ambitious Leo.
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to R&B singer, known for her time with Dirty Money. Happy birthday to Kalina Harper. Send it over. over a happy birthday to former NBA star DeMarcus Cousins. A big happy birthday to one of the members of Pretty Ricky, known as Baby Blue. Happy birthday to Diamond Blue Smith. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to actress and songwriter known for her role in A Different World. Happy birthday to Don Lewis.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Brandon Calloway, Nala Ariel, and Brandon Rojas. Happy birthday to KC the City Boy Lewis, Christina Jenkins, and Diamond Lovers. Sending birthday love to Keisha Dean, D Carp, and Johnny Arzola. Happy birthday, Danielle Anthony, Clayton Woodgrain Mertz, and Mimi Monroe. Plus, happy birthday, Cookie Renee, Tyler Stevens, and Tamika Clark. And a big special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Shell West and everybody else born on August 13th. All my kings and queens, we celebrate Leo C.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Elisha.
Elisha, how you doing, cousin?
I'm good.
Good. Elisha, we are elated that you tapped in. What that check engine light looking like?
Oh, my God. It's on.
How long it been on?
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Leave me the hell alone.
You plead the fifth on that. It's all good. As long as it's moving, you good.
Man, we'll see you on the bus.
Catch me. We'll catch you at the boat.
Damn.
All right, cousin. We got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to go to the White Linen Party Sunday, August 31st. But you're going to have to finish these lyrics with some passion. Are you ready for that?
Okay, I'm ready.
No way, girl. Come on, D.
I'll be right there for you.
Hey. Hey, all right, cousin, you came through, got the lyrics correct. That's the most important thing. You are now getting those two tickets to the 20th White Linen Party, cousin.
All right, let's go.
And your name is qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. But for the concert, who you taking with you?
I don't even know.
Options, options.
Go through that Rolodex. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that
door. I need that money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever lost a loved one and the way you grieved felt as if you had the weight of the world on your shoulders? Sometimes these feelings are a result of unresolved conflict, a sudden death, or being left with debt after a loved one passes. Either way, there are not enough conversations about having a plan in place to help provide a peace of mind in case a loved one dies. So please consider the following ideas. Whatever issues that exist between you and a family member, try to resolve it quickly. Consider meeting with an estate planning lawyer or consider who will be your power of attorney in case of medical emergencies. And consider beneficiaries for your bank accounts, property, and retirement plans. And draft a will or a letter of desires and have it notarized. Life insurance or burial planning with a funeral home can be of help to cover future burial expenses. Whatever you do, don't leave your family with burdens you are not willing to carry yourself. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.